And imagine your children growing up in a home where the father and mother, they see the father and mother don't judge anyone. Can you imagine what godliness your children will grow up to? It'll be absolutely amazing. See what it says in the book of James, in chapter 4. It's a very strong word that he calls believers. James is writing to believers. And he was a very strong preacher. Let me first of all see James 1 verse 2. Consider it all joy, my brothers. Who is he writing to? My brothers, I just want to show you that at the beginning. And then he calls them in James 4, verse 4, you adulteresses. Wow. My brothers, you adulteresses. Have you ever heard anybody preach like that? Inspired by the Holy Spirit. You think that guy is not inspired by the Holy Spirit to call believers adulteresses? This is inspired by the Holy Spirit. You adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God, enmity towards God? And then he goes on to say in verse 11, don't speak against one another, brothers. If you speak against a brother or judge your brother, you're speaking against the law, but you're judging the law. If you judge the law, you're not a doer of the law, but a judge of it. I haven't fully understood that verse even now. When I speak against somebody, how do I judge the law? Well, I believe it. And it says here, there is only one judge, the one who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you to judge your neighbor? Okay, even if you don't understand verse 11, let's understand verse 12. There is only one judge. Do you believe that? That God has appointed only one judge in this universe. That's Himself. He's the one who gave the law, and He's the one who judges. I think we need to pray, Lord, let me get so saturated with this truth. Let this truth grip my mind so thoroughly in my heart that there is only one judge in this universe, Almighty God. And I'm not one of them. I'm not even a junior judge. There is only one judge. Who are you then, verse 12, to judge your neighbor? Jesus, you are to be my witnesses. I'm not to be a judge. I'm to be a witness to the love of Christ and to the message of Christ. And if they don't obey or they do something wrong, there is a judge who will take care of that. I don't have to do anything. I don't even have to pass an opinion. You see, in a court, Jesus said, you're witnesses. Think of a court where the judge is sitting there and you go there as a witness. You don't have to give any advice to the judge what he should decide on. I go there as a witness, which means I saw this, I heard this, I don't know whether it's true. Judge, you decide. Jesus said, you are witnesses for me. I'm to witness about Christ. It's one of the things that the Lord has been speaking to my own heart. Do not judge. And you know where that verse comes? If you turn with me to Matthew's Gospel in chapter 7. Sometimes we see a verse and we don't see the context in which it comes. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7, verse 1. Do not judge. It's all of a sudden. He says this, but it comes at the end of, I mean not at the end, but towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount. And there are so many things that he said in Matthew 5 and 6 that are meant for us, you know, starting with blessed are the poor in spirit. And many, many things, you read Matthew 5 and 6, very, very important commandments for us. And at the end of it, he says, don't judge anybody else, whether they are obeying these commandments or not. Is that guy poor in spirit? Matthew 5, 3, don't judge. Is he hungering and thirsting for righteousness? Matthew 5, 6, don't judge. Is he recognizing his responsibility as the light of the world? Matthew 5, 14, don't judge. Has he overcome anger in his life? Matthew 5, 22, don't judge. Is that guy lusting with his eyes? Matthew 5, 28, don't judge. Is he loving his enemies? Don't judge. Is he praying in order to get honor from people? Don't judge. Is he giving money in order to get honor from people? Don't judge. All these, I'm just reading Matthew 5 and 6. At the end of all this, he says, don't judge other people whether they're keeping those commandments or not. And we can make a list of the whole Bible. Don't judge. Just judge yourself. See whether you're keeping it. Life will become extremely simple if we take this seriously. Because he said that by the standard by which you judge other people, you will be judged. And this is particularly now in our home where we see each other very closely. Husband and wife, don't judge each other. He may not have the light you have. She may not have the light you have. So, that itself, that's one of the things the Lord has showed me, that all believers are at different, let's say, in school there are only 12 grades, but in Christianity there are probably 1,000 grades from kindergarten to the top. And each person is at a different grade, depending on how much they've known the Lord and how much they've grown. So, you may be in a higher grade than that other person. Say you're in the 25th grade and that person is in grade number 6. Obviously, he won't know the things you have learned already. So, it's like if an older son of yours questions his younger brother, why doesn't he know this? That guy is in 5 grades below him. How can he know? So if I look at other believers and say, the Lord's taught me certain things, but maybe he hasn't come to that grade. How can I judge him? Even Almighty God does not judge him. A teacher will not give a question paper of a higher grade to a child in a lower grade. That's the mistake we make when we judge others. How do you know that person has got all the understanding you have? Maybe he doesn't. That's why the Lord says, be merciful. Always assume that he doesn't know that. That's why he's doing something wrong, but it's because he doesn't know it. He doesn't know it's wrong. And one day, 5 years from now, you'll discover some things you're doing today were wrong. If you're grown. If you're growing, you will definitely discover, I tell you this definitely, by next year this time, if you're judging yourself, you will discover that some things you did today were wrong. I've discovered that. I've sought to get a promotion every year. Don't you want your children to get a promotion every year? I say, Lord, every year in my life, I want to discover something that I did not see was wrong last year. Have you discovered something this year that you did not know was wrong last year? Then you're growing. It's like a child goes to the 4th grade and says, boy, mom, I learned something today that I did not even know last year. Right. Next year they learn something more which they didn't know this year. This is spiritual growth. So don't judge. Don't judge because that person is not in your grade. Maybe he's at a lower standard or grade, so don't judge. While you look at the speck in your brother's eye, you worry about yourself and judge yourself. It's one of the great truths that we need to be sure of. So when we look at other people, the one thing I must remember is I must not judge.